Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issues that we address day by day. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, or discussion on the issue. We'll be talking about today, silence is not an option. Silence is not an option. No, we cannot just sit in silence. No, we cannot just say, well, Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Joe Biden's going to handle the issue. No, as Christians, as churches, as pastors in particular, we cannot sit in silence. We must speak up, stand up, be heard, not shut up, and speak the truth of what God's Word would have us to do. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so according to the authority of Scripture. It's called having a central biblicist worldview. A central biblicist worldview is simply a worldview that's based on the authority of Scripture. What does the Word of God say? It's the truth book. It's the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus said, if you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am truth. Further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17, 17, where he says, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that we ought to depend on. It's the truth of the Word of God that we need to use as our guide, as our lamp, as our direction, especially in days like we're living in today. I don't know of any greater time than now for Christians to stand up, be heard, and be seen, for pastors to speak up, preach the Word, without fear and without favor. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is an elusive word today, an elusive idea today. I say that most can't even spell the word truth, especially the Beltway in Washington. It was George Orwell, the secularist, in his book 1984, the dystopian fiction novel. He said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that more and more each and every day, as this old world seemingly is on the fast track for oblivion, for total destruction. But ladies and gentlemen, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we are rapidly coming to the point where we will stake our lives by standing on the truth. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to look at a brief history of a few that have done that and the need to stand today, regardless of what the government says. We need to stand for the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Beltway in Washington, there's some 2,100 bills, legislative actions, that's being fast-tracked to revolutionize our nation, to change our nation, to literally eviscerate our Bill of Rights, destroy our constitutional republic and to destroy anything that's called religious liberties and freedom of speech. I'm concerned about it, and I think it's time we stop being silent. Silence is not an option. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries a full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment, as well as the professional and the homeowner lawn care and grass cutting, if you will, equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flag there, ladies and gentlemen, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, there's an ongoing battle taking place in America today. It's for the heart and soul of our great nation. In most cases, ladies and gentlemen, the pastor, the average Christian, the believer, will simply sit in silence. But I believe there comes a time when every Christian, every conservative must stand up, speak up. We must become the watchman on the wall, warning of the danger ahead. Let me just give you a little historic blurb. Back in the Hitler era, in the 40s, early to mid-40s, when they were hauling the Jewish people off by the trainload, the carloads going down the tracks. Stories told of a small church that was right on one of the railroad tracks, right near the track. And as the cars would come by rattling through, it would be so loud that they could not hear the choir singing or the people speaking. And so the instructions, they knew what was happening. They knew who were in the cars. They knew it was the Jewish people being hauled off to be put in the gas chambers and destroyed. But rather than being concerned or being involved or praying or standing against what Hitler was doing, the pastor gave instructions to the choir leader and to the choir. When the trains start coming by, when the rail cars are rattling on the tracks, just sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. Do you get the point? There was silence from the pulpits about the atrocities that were taking place. In fact, in Germany, most of the pastors stood with Adolf Hitler. Most of them held his hands up. Most of them looked at him as the knight in shining armor, the protector and the savior of the people. You know the rest of the story. You know the history of that atrocity, those atrocities that took place. And it's because of the lack of standing up and speaking up. It's because of the silence in the pulpits and in the pews that we're faced with those difficulties, I believe, even today. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. We need to be the watchman on the wall, warning of the dangers ahead. We can no longer just sit in silence, ladies and gentlemen. We can no longer sit in silence. They're passing the bills with lightning speed in Washington. They've already passed H.R. 1. H.R. 1 literally destroys the future election process. H.R. 1 literally forces every state to submit and surrender to the federal government. It contravenes the 10th Amendment. It destroys the freedoms of America in the voting system. It will allow the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party to prevail from this point hence into the future. unless enough states file suit against the federal government to bring the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. And whether or not we get relief in that is dubious at the very best today. So what I'm saying is, with House Bill 1 that's been passed, they've also passed another egregious bill for the future gun confiscation. The Second Amendment right is now under attack as never before. The Second Amendment right that's given to us by God, confirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court, to be carried out by we the people, now is in grave danger. There's six major gun bills, Second Amendment right bills, that's now on the fast track to be passed. The one that they just passed, waiting for Biden's signature, the one that they just passed, ladies and gentlemen, puts an enormous tax on the purchase of weapons and ammunition. It also forces every gun that is purchased or sold to go through a gun dealer. You can't sell one to your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your mother, your grandmother. You can't do that. That's to force every weapon that transfers hands to be registered with the federal government for future confiscation, because other gun bills that's on the agenda will have absolute devastating confiscation potentiality. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just touching on these bills to point out to you, our listener, the danger that looms ahead for us in America. And one of the major ones, and we'll talk about it further in this broadcast, that will affect every church, every pastor, every Christian, every conservative in the United States of America. It is H.R. 5, called the Equality Act. We'll talk about that. But ladies and gentlemen, the major thing that I want us to say by way of introduction of this broadcast today is that we can no longer be silent. Somehow, some way, we have devolved into the position as pastors and Christians and churches that if the government says it, that settles it, we ought to do it. Proof is in the pudding, as my mother used to say. We still have thousands of churches closed, locked down in America, especially in the Northeast and on the West Coast. Churches that are not allowed to open legally because the government said shut it down. And as a result of that, multitudes, mega thousands, yea, perhaps millions of people, Christians, have not been to church, not been under the gospel, sound of the gospel being proclaimed in live form for almost a year. It's because of silence, ladies and gentlemen. It's because pastors have not taken the stand. People have not taken the stand. I'm not talking about being anarchist. I'm talking about exerting our rights biblically and our rights and our Bill of Rights based on what our founding fathers gave us in our founding documents. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Silence, ladies and gentlemen, in our nation will allow our nation to be destroyed. We just cannot sit in silence. We cannot allow our nation to be transformed, trashed, torn asunder, and destroyed by the political push to make America a socialist nation. And that's exactly what we have. We have a Manchurian candidate became president. We have a Trojan horse that's in the Oval Office. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, and Kamala Harris, with Barack Hussein Obama in the background, making all the decisions for Joe Biden's almost five dozen executive orders, and now the fast tracking of bills, 2,100 of them, that will destroy the constitutional republic in America. If you're concerned about that, dial 831-0917. If you have questions about that, dial 831-0917. If you'd like to have a dialogue and discussion about this issue today, we'd love to hear from you. The radical left, ladies and gentlemen, is now on the move to destroy the morals, the ethics, and the values and the freedoms that we've been so blessed with in the United States of America for some 245 years. One fell swoop, it seems, that they've been taken away. But it's because the net is now being drawn, because we've allowed the Communist Party USA to thrive in America for almost 100 years. We've allowed the socialist, Marxist, communist to literally control our educational system, our schools, kindergarten through high school, and the college and university system today are all in the hands of the socialist, Marxist, Communist Party that that's teaching our children that America is awful, that freedom is bad, that the capitalistic system is not the right system, that we need socialism, Marxism, Maoism, and communism. But ladies and gentlemen, pastors and our churches and Christians, today, listen carefully, today we stand at the crossroads of America for Americans' culture and the conduct. And collectively, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot sit in silence. That's the point that I want to make today. We cannot sit in silence. And I'm going to talk about in this broadcast what we can do beyond just calling the politicians, what we need to do as Christians, as churches, as pastors. What do we need to do to let our voices be heard? As Ezekiel 33:10 said, how should we then live? Francis Schaeffer espoused that question for many, many years. How shall we then live? Knowing what we know, seeing what we're seeing, hearing what we're hearing, how should we then live? What should we do? Should we just sit in silence and allow our liberties and our freedoms to be taken away and sit in silence until the government shuts the churches down for good permanently? Perhaps you're saying, I don't believe that'll happen. Perhaps you're saying you're just a fruitcake. Perhaps you're saying, preacher, I don't believe that our churches have the potentiality of being shut down by the federal government. Ladies and gentlemen, I call your attention to Cuba. I call your attention to Venezuela. I call your attention to North Korea. I call your attention to China. I call your attention to Russia. I call your attention to any socialist, Marxist, communist nation on the face of the globe. And you will find that religious liberties have been curtailed, are absolutely shut down completely. In China today, Christians are being persecuted, prosecuted, put to death, put in the gulags, as they're called, simply for preaching the gospel. Perhaps you say that can't happen in America. We're on the fast track for that to happen in America today. If the Marxist, Socialist, Communist, Democratic Party, if they have their way, that's exactly what they will do. Jerry Nadler just recently stated de facto in the House and the U.S. House of Representatives that God's will has no place in the halls of Congress. They have dethroned God, denied God, rejected God, demeaned God. And as a nation, we've turned our backs on God. We banned prayer. We banned the Bible in the public classrooms. And yet, sodomy is taught in the classrooms. Raw pornography is presented in the classrooms. Islam is taught in the classrooms. Wiccan and all other aberrant religions are taught in the classroom and our public schools. But Jesus cannot be mentioned. Even in one case where a young lady had her mask on and had on the mask embroidered the word Jesus, she was summarily told, you cannot wear that mask. But yet, Black Lives Matter masks can be worn. Hateful statements on masks can be worn, but not a mask with Jesus on it. It's because, ladies and gentlemen, we have dethroned God. It's because, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand, we're on the fast track for overthrowing America and our constitutional republic, and we can no longer sit in silence. We must not be silent. We must counter the left's push for socialism. You must realize, ladies and gentlemen, the first thing to be destroyed in a socialist, Marxist, communist regime are free speech and our religious liberties. The bills in the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratically controlled House and Senate. All are designed to lay, ladies and gentlemen, to erode, to undermine, and to destroy our values and our religious liberties. Now, you might disagree with that. I'd love to know on what premise and basis do you disagree with that statement. Let me give you a good prima facie, as it is called in the courts of law, a prima facie example, ladies and gentlemen, of what I'm talking about. It is H.R. 5, House Bill 5, called the Equality Act. And in reality, it should be called the Inequality Act. Even the Jewish rabbis are absolutely taking a stand. I believe more so in some communities than Christians and pastors. Here's an article that says, rabbis blast the U.S. Equality Act for calling Bible bigoted, attacking religious values. The Coalition of Jewish Values, an American rabbinical group, called on Wednesday for the rejection of the Equality Act as a direct attack on Jewish religious values and practices. The Equality Act, H.R. 5, is slated to be voted on any day. The Equality Act expressly declares that the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 24, and all the Jewish laws pertaining to marriage as a sacrificial union between one man and one woman, in the Hebrew called holy, are nothing more than engagement in discriminatory stereotypes. This is a disgraceful attack upon Jewish biblical beliefs, this writer says, rendered no more excusable by the fact that other traditional religious groups have similar tenets. A law which would require recognition of the gender person prefers to be would demand we cease to operate in accordance with our sincerely held beliefs and moral values and religious education, expressly violation of our religious liberties, the rabbi said. Quote, it's outrageous that Congress would declare us bigoted for simply maintaining our time-honored traditions. It is also, and it is no more a mere insult, the law even explicitly rejects religious freedom as a defense, meaning it provides anti-Semites with a new way to persecute and prosecute religious Jewish communities, according to the rabbi. Ladies and gentlemen, that is absolutely true, not just for the rabbinical group, but for every American, for every Christian in the United States of America. Everyone on the sound of my voice will be affected by the rancorous, wretched Inequality Act they call the Equality Act. Perhaps you've not heard this broadcast. Perhaps you've not heard me illustrate what this bill will do. It will take the balance of this broadcast if I try to go down the list of all that it will do. But simply the high spots, ladies and gentlemen, would be this. Under the Equality Act, it would allow all the sexual perverts and the pedophiles and the LGBTQ sodomites and their agenda to be carried out. And in doing so, ladies and gentlemen, it would open women's bathrooms, girls' locker rooms, showers, dressing rooms to any pervert and pedophile that wants to go in. And they would be protected under the letter of federal law. Did you hear me? Our mothers and grandmothers, daughters, granddaughters, will all be put in harm's way. To be prey in a locker room, a shower, a dressing room, and even in sports athletic programs. And you can say nothing and do nothing because it'll be federal law. Pastors and churches and Christians will be prosecuted and persecuted for hate crime if they preach or print or publish or distribute anything that's against the sodomite agenda. If you don't call that repression of Christianity, if you don't call that squelching the religious liberties, if you don't see that as a major blow to the fundamental foundation of the United States of America, there's something wrong. You can jump in on this dialogue and discussion, ladies and gentlemen, by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. We can't be silent any longer. We can't just sit in silence. And ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. I'm talking to every pastor that's listening. I'm talking to every Christian that's listening. I'm talking to every conservative and patriot that's listening today. And you fit in one of those categories. You can't be silent any longer. We must take a stand. Most pastors today go around as kind of mums the word. I'm not going to rattle the cage. I'm not going to upset any socialist, Marxist, Democrat that may be in my congregation. I'm not going to take a stand on truth because it might affect the numbers, nickels, and noses. I'm going to just be silent and let it fall where it may. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not sufficient for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not sufficient for any pastor, preacher, spiritual leader, much less for any Christian in the pew of our churches. I believe we have Susan on the line. Go over to question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngberg. Yes, I totally agree with you. I do not want our nation to be a communist nation. And I don't agree with people trying to put Christianity in a phone little corner and just call Christians, you know, a cult or something like that. I love this country, and I love the Lord, and I believe we're still one nation under God. So thank you for...
Amen. Thank you so much. You're exactly right. You see, as Susan has just stated, ladies and gentlemen, it seems as though, and I've heard this stated. In fact, we've had some city council members in years gone by where they were pushing for the human reprobate ordinance here in the city of Jacksonville. They called it the human rights ordinance. It's a human reprobate ordinance because God's word says that he's turned them over to a reprobate mind. But I've had city councilmen in years gone by would simply say, well, you know, in your church, in the churches, you can do as you please, say what you want to. But outside the church, in other words, ladies and gentlemen, what we find is with the secular Marxist socialist group today, their philosophy is you can hide behind those closed doors and you can say what you want to say, but don't you dare let it be publicized. Don't you dare let it be printed. Don't you dare let it be antithetical to anything that the sodomite community, the LGBTQ community says. Just as Susan just said, ladies and gentlemen, I love America. I love our Constitution. I love what God has given us in our Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching it being eviscerated. We're watching it being destroyed. And it's as a result, let me just simply say this. I believe where we stand today is as a result of silence in the pulpits for over 50 years. Perhaps we could say 60 years of silence in the pulpits today. And it's time for the silence to cease, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for us to take a stand, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Pastors and churches and Christians will be prosecuted for hate crimes if you preach, print, or publish or distribute anything that's against the sodomite agenda based on the H.R. 5. Christian colleges and schools and universities will stand to lose their accreditation if they refuse to employ those in the sodomite community, the LGBTQ community in particular, as it is called today. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Staver with Liberty Council has said, the grossly misnamed Equality Act is a dangerous ambush of all religious freedoms, end quote. And I believe he's exactly right. So we cannot be silent. We need to stand up and speak up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.